From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Researchers say an experimental Ebola vaccine has shown to be highly effective at preventing the deadly disease. The World Health Organization said Friday that the vaccine has so far been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the new vaccine could be what she called a game changer.
It will change the management of the current Ebola outbreak and future outbreaks.
The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people, most of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least five people were killed when a suicide bomber struck in a market on Friday. Though no one has yet claimed the attack, the region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. The Boko Haram has carried out a string of such assaults in the area that have killed hundreds of people in recent weeks. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry when he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and South Asia. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where an Islamic State-affiliated militant group has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly attacks. From Egypt, Kerry travels to Qatar, where he will meet with the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, a group that has raised concerns about the Iran nuclear deal. From Qatar, Mr. Kerry travels to Singapore, Malaysia, and then to Vietnam. This is VOA News. Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed two homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank Friday, burning to death a Palestinian toddler and wounding members of his family. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner called the arson attack near the northern city of Nablus nothing short of a barbaric act of terrorism. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to say the attack was reprehensible and horrific.
We're shocked. We're outraged. We condemn this. There is zero tolerance for terrorism, wherever it comes from, whatever side of the fence it comes from. We have to fight it and fight it together.
Hundreds of people joined protests, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians as news of the 18-month-old child's death spread. The Palestinian Liberation Organization said it holds Mr. Netanyahu's government fully responsible for the attack. The United States is calling on the Taliban's new leaders, named Friday to succeed the deceased Mullah Omar, to take part in what the U.S. sees as an extremely promising opportunity for a genuine peace with the Afghan government. From Islamabad, Ayaz Ghul has details.
The Taliban broke off the scheduled meeting in Pakistan Friday with representatives of the Afghan government on short notice. Members of the group said they needed to settle leadership questions following confirmation of the death of Mullah Omar. The disclosure this week by both the Afghan government and the Taliban that Mullah Omar actually died more than 2 years ago complicated the situation, raising questions about who in fact was leading the insurgents all that time. The Taliban acted relatively quickly and announced Friday that Mullah Akhtar Mansur is its new chief, but that declaration did not bring up the question of further peace talks with the Afghan government. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The man charged with the shooting deaths of nine African-American churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, has pleaded not guilty to 33 federal charges. Dylan Roof entered the plea Friday during a brief arraignment in a federal court in Charleston, even as his defense attorney said Roof wants to plead guilty. The attorney, David Brook, said he could not advise his client to plead guilty until prosecutors say whether or not they will seek the death penalty. Roof is still able to change his plea at a later date if he so chooses. The young man faces federal charges, including hate crimes and obstructing the practice of religion. He also faces murder and attempted murder counts in the state of South Carolina. And the International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as the host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan. Beijing last hosted an Olympics in the summer of 2008. It will reuse many of the venues for the Winter Games. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.